the nightly twilight moments in the nightly twilight moments in the nightly and the nightly twilight moments in the nightly twilight moments. I cannot deny my soul desire. The inner flicker has inevitably evolved into a flaming fire. How can I ignore the burning yearning? Limitless mental image is surreal. Igniting my innocence, I will not conceal this truly selfish need any longer. Indeed, shall I forever be selfless, but helplessly unstable? Unable to reach my sexual peak? With the one I exclusively seek, I am weak. Before and after ejaculated relief, I remember when, with much self-discipline, I used to refuse submission to uninhibited ladder rather than seat underneath sheet. But now, with self-control totally scattered, the opposite of the latter occurs. The urge is all that matters in order to quench my thirst. Conscience curse, I give in to a feeling stronger than I was thinking I was. Afterwards, after thoughts, quietly start dripping. I finish sinking into another envisioned erotic swim, drenched in guilt and drowning in preconditioned sin. Lacking protective, life-preserving vest, most assuredly depressed, but extremely suppressed, repressed, emotion is expressly worse than a shining martyr's untimely death. Hence to myself, therefore, I suggest, I must confess, all I really see is you loving me. So much more than my unrighteous mind can, putting wet dreams to rest on righteous dry land under sunshine in daytime, changing my condition. I'm admitting this nocturnal admission. Nightly twilight moments in the nightly twilight moments in the nightly and the twilight moments in the nightly.